Hello there, and welcome to the number 3 first party game on the Wii podcast thing for Super Smash Bros. Brawl. I'm your host, Josh Max, and with me today we have JP Corbin.
Hello.
We got Mike Gammon.
Hey there.
And David Eagolf.
Hello.
And we are here to tell you about the Brawl, that wonderful fighting game that found its way in number 3 on our list, and for some of us, number 1 in our hearts. Let's start off today by talking about just the introduction of the game, the hype that led up to the game. Mike, you said you had a story about the actual announcement of it.
Yeah, so E3 2006 was my first and only E3. It was, I think, about 6 months after I became a staffer at NWR. It was a crazy E3 because that's the E3 that Wii launched. We all got in to play it. We all got to go to the Kodak Theater for the press conference. We got through all of that. You know, no sign of Smash Brothers. None of us really, really expected it. It was like the thing that we all hoped for. But randomly, I don't even remember what kind of event it was. Was it a party or a round table or what? But, you know, there's probably about 10, 12 guys from NWR there, and they had this other event, and none of us really thought anything huge of it, and I think we only had one invite, maybe two. I know Johnny went to it, and randomly, the rest of us went to some diner in downtown LA that either Bloodworth or Windy Man suggested, I don't remember. And we're sitting there eating this, you know, very diner-esque food. It was kind of an interesting experience, and all of a sudden, one of our phones started exploding with text messages from Johnny at this event. And it was just crazy because he first said the Smash Brothers was shown, which was completely shocking. But then he started saying things like Snake and like No Suit Samus. And we didn't know what to do because we're getting this stream of really short text messages and like seeing Snake on it. We thought for sure that there was probably like some sort of text message typo or something. So we were really kind of nervous about like pounding it up on the site right away, but I don't remember. Eventually we got over it, got confirmation that sure enough, they showed freaking Snake there.
Well, I mean that when Snake was announced in that opening, in that trailer, it blew my mind wide open. Like I could not have been more thrown off by that. And I mean, then I found out about the dojo. And I couldn't stop. Like I checked back every day. Even the little, like the Gooey Bomb updates. I was always like right there. I mean, David and JP, do you guys have any? You guys want to talk about how the hype affected you?
Oh, there was so much of it. I mean, you know, like I was up every night walking for the dojo. I mean, like I would, you know, I was up until you know at least 2 a.m. or whatever because that's when the updates went up in Eastern time. You know, there's like they were late, but I would generally every night be up until then to see what happened. And a lot of the time it wouldn't be worth it, but there were just instances where, you know, it's like, oh man, wow, that's going to be in the game when they would announce a new character or something, and it would just be huge. And I mean, it's really unlike anything Nintendo's ever done, and really even since, in terms of, you know, hyping up a game prior to release. They've never really done anything quite to that extent.
With that game, there was so many variables and so much content that it was really like you had to check back. Because ever since they started announcing new characters, you know, we have Lucas. Everyone went, well, does that mean there's no Ness? Like, how much are you fucking with my memories of Melee and the original? Like, what's going on here? And so I know that's the reason why I came back, because occasionally it would drop a character. They'd be like, oh, now we have Diddy. And I would just start freaking out about what could Diddy's final smash possibly be, and I know where you're coming from with that. David, do you have any thoughts on the hype?
You know, I was a big fan of the 64 version, and then they obviously released Melee, and I wasn't terribly thrilled. I mean, I was younger, so I didn't have a job at the point of the Wii release, so I didn't get into the hype as much because I didn't own the console. I didn't have very many plans, but it was another Smash Brothers game and I was totally stoked. Unfortunately, that's all the more there is to say for me.
And I have, all right, let me say one more thing, just to kind of illustrate how big the hype was at the time. I wasn't on staff at the time, but I was a regular poster on the Nintendo World Report forums. And up to, like, in the lead up to the Smash Brothers Brawl release, and afterwards for a while, we had a whole section of the forums devoted to Smash Brothers. Like, we had Nintendo console discussion, Nintendo handheld discussion, Super Smash Brothers discussion. Like, there was so much going on about that that we just, the forums just had a whole section just for it. And it was filled. There was tons of stuff there. And it was just, I mean, like, that's, you know, it eventually got folded back into console discussion, but it's like, it was crazy.
I mean, yeah, there were tons and tons of images released of people, you know, obviously doctoring photos, but there's this one that I loved so much. That was just it was the Melee character selection screen, except it was, I think, 16 by 16, and it had everyone. You know, Super Mario RPG, it had Banjo-Kazooie, it had, you know, King Boo, it had Goku, it had Yogi Bear, it had Captain Planet. And I was just like, my mind was blown, and I was thinking, this is obviously Doctor Number One, but this is how far, like, people, this is a perfect example of how far people's minds are racing as to who could possibly be in this game. Because ever since the announcement of Snake, I mean, you know, the next big thing was Sonic. And I mean, I remember following that like crazy. As I think somebody found one of the stills of Zero Suit Samus's cutscene in the background with all the computer screens, there was a Sonic logo. And then everyone was like, that's it, that's confirmation. And I mean, sure enough, they were right, but let's move on past that. So I want to know, out of the three, Super Smash Brothers, Super Smash Brothers Melee, and Super Smash Brothers Brawl, what's your favorite? Why? David?
Oh, boy. I was a 64 fan at heart. You know, it was small. There were, 12 characters, and if I remember correctly, 13 maps. And it, you know, it didn't take much. It was simple. And I really did enjoy that. It kind of boiled the game down. Now I feel that with Melee and Brawl, it's just enormous and they can't control everything. You know, you see the issues with balancing. They're enormous. So I would have to say the original was definitely my favorite.
I would say, to me, my favorite game is Brawl. And that's mostly because that's the one I've had the most chance to play the multiplayer of. You know, I'm currently, you know, I'm in college. I'm a senior in college, and over the years in college with all the people here, I've had so many opportunities to play the multiplayer of the game, and we've been playing Brawl, and so that one's the one that just sticks out in my mind.
Mike?
For me, it's Melee. I mean, it's gotta be. I played 64 quite a bit with my sisters and stuff, but Melee came out right as around the time I think I was graduating high school into college for me, and I just had a really good friend from high school. We would just burn hours into the wee morning playing one-on-one Sheik versus Falco, like, to no ends, to the point that I feel like I actually got pretty dang good at Melee. And that continued through college. We used to go to the random classrooms and hook a GameCube up to a projector there. And work that way and play with all sorts of random people. And that's when I learned I wasn't as good as I thought I was, because there was some crazy NES player that came and kicked my butt. But
no, I mean, I'm actually very torn between the three, because here's my dilemma. I played the original N64, which will always have a place in my heart, a lot with my brother. And I played it in high school, and I used to do 1v3 versus all my friends in high school. And I won, because I'm the only one playing that. Then, like Mike, I had one friend in high school who was all about Melee. And we would always play, and we would always do, like, you know, like Link versus Samus, Past versus Future. And, you know, he would always be like, I can kick your ass. And he usually did. But one time I was Peach, and he was Falco, one of his characters he took a lot of pride in, and I moved twice. Like, I moved one direction, the other direction, and I won. So he was pretty upset about that. But also, Brawl is what I played in college with my friends, so I'm going to take the middle ground approach and say I love them all. like my children.
I mean, they're all great. I mean, yeah, I agree with you there. That I mean, they're all great. I had a ton of fun with Melee. I'd never owned the original, but I rented it a few times, and I've played it some, so I was like, they're all good games. And I think that's part of it.
Oh, yeah.
Part of it is your personal experience. Part of it's just which one did you have the most like I said, I think which one you had the most multiplayer experience with, I think, is part of it. Because that's the core of the game. That's the meat of the game. And if you have the chance to play one of them the most in, you know, with other people, that's going to be the one that sticks out in your mind.
Yeah, it's way too much of a pain in the ass for me to try and get people to play Brawl with me, and it's sad.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm a senior in college, so basically after this year, it's going to be a whole lot harder to find people to play with, so.
If only the online wasn't so horrible.
We
shouldn't get too negative. Like, for me, I got the North American review copy of Brawl, and Windy Man at the time had a Japanese copy relatively earlier than that. And he ended up doing the review for the site, but one thing we did was we tested the online, and I had this copy, and I'm on the East Coast, and he's out in LA, and that's a pretty far distance, but we were both at least in North America, and when we started playing each other, I remember thinking, you know, there's a little bit of lag, but this is still a lot of fun. And like, being a little negative on it then is so funny, because after that game launched, like, it was next to impossible to ever get a proper match where the lag was tolerable in any way at all. And when you're playing a game like Smash Brothers, where like even the tiniest bit of lag, you know, will throw off the really competitive players, it's just broken, and it's sad. And I hope that maybe the next incarnation will see a fix, and it'll run like some of the other fighting games, modern fighting games that have more successful online modes.
The thing I kind of love about Brawl is that, you know, it really is like a lot of fanboys got exactly like what they wanted. They're like, oh, we got like Lucario, you know, we got Jigglypuff, we got, you know, we got, Marth still in there, we got Bowser, we got Diddy, we got Wolf, and they're like, we got all these stages, we have Olimar, you know, you got everything and anything you could want, like a full one player kind of thing, and this is like an amazing game. It is. It's just that everyone always criticizes it, myself included. But I just think it's really funny because, like, there was so much right about the game. But it's like, at least with me, it's hard for me to completely go, oh, yeah, I love that game without going, but there's this. Like, for every good thing,
well,
I always have to say
something
bad.
Part of that is the kind of hype we saw prior to release. I mean, we built it up so much that it's a great game, but it didn't quite live up to everything we saw of it, you know, to our expectations. And I think that's a big part of the way we perceive Brawl.
I think in a lot of ways, Melee was a perfect game, given when it came out in kind of, you know, video games timeline. And, you know, the fact that the online thing had some issues, the fact that, you know, they pissed off kind of the hyper-competitive people with some physics changes in Brawl. It just, I will still prefer to play Brawl because I like the new characters, I like the widescreen, but there's always going to be people that those things just make them want to stick with Melee, and it's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. I'm 100% with you on that. I like Brawl. I like Brawl a lot. But you know, most of my friends are competitive, so they're always going to want to go to Melee, so that's generally what I'm going to play. But let's talk about something really awesome and really positive about the game. The characters. I want to hear everyone's favorite character, and if there is a reason, I'd like to hear that reason. You know? Because sometimes you just have them because you have them.
Well, mine is always going to be Captain Olimar. Because I'm famous on staff for being such a huge Pikmin fan. You know, the P in JP stands for Pikmin and all that. And so as soon as I saw Olimar pop up on the dojo side, I'm like, that's my character. I don't care if he's the worst character in the game. That's who I'm playing as most of the time. And I kind of stuck with that. And he's a very interesting character to play. I mean, the whole Pikmin mechanic is kind of different from anybody else in how it's done. And I had a lot of fun. I'm not that good with anybody, but I'm probably best with him.
Mike?
For me, Sheik is still kind of my go-to, even though she's nerfed as compared to Melee, but, I a lot of the same combinations still work. They don't do quite as much damage, so I still really enjoy playing Sheik. I was really happy to see Pitt in the game because I'm a, you know, a huge Kid Icarus fan. Didn't quite thanks, JP. Yes, I recommended the original Kid Icarus for everyone, and I still stand by that. He didn't end up playing quite to my style, so I didn't end up using him a lot. Probably my favorite new character is the Pokemon Trainer. I just love the mechanic of switching between them, and I'm a Pokemon nut. When I'm not playing super competitively, I'll always usually gravitate towards Pokemon Trainer.
David?
You know, I was a fan of Samus way back in 64. Because, you know, you charge up that charge shot, and you just let it go. And if you're, you know, if it's everybody free-for-all and there are four players, you know, you just fire it into three people, it's going to hit someone. And more likely than not, it was going to knock them off the stage. And I just really loved that. And it carried through Melee. I got really good with her. And then in Brawl, she seemed a little bit nerfed. And while I still enjoy her playstyle, I did take some time to learn Zero Suit Samus. And it's fun. But more lately, I have taken it upon myself to learn Diddy Kong, who, if you've never had endless bananas thrown at you, you're lucky, because I have, and it just it makes gameplay so much easier, and, you know, it's just fun to piss everyone off with it. You know, it's just fun. That's what I like.
I mean, wow. I mean, like, I love how we have such a wide array. My first one, when I first picked up the game, as soon as I knew he was in it, I picked up Ike, and I'm like, oh man, I love Fire Emblem. I bought both of those, like launch day. Like, I love Fire Emblem. That's my thing. And then I picked up Ike, and I was like, he's my new powerhouse. He's the guy. And then, you know, everyone started playing as Ike, and they're like, oh, Ike's the cheapest, so I couldn't play with him with my friends anymore. So then I had to go back to my go-to, which is Samus as well. I mean, since N64, I've always picked up Samus. She's always been my girl, been good to me. And, you know, but I, again, she seemed kind of nerfed. So now the go-to thing that when I'm playing around with my friends is, honestly, either Olimar or Pokemon Trainer. I love how these things work out. I love these little coincidences. Yeah, no, but, I mean, because I've been laughing this whole time, but I've been trying to not get it on the podcast. Because I find it very funny that all these things are coming back. Because I agree with everything you guys have been saying. Like, I wish one of you guys had just been like, oh man, Jigglypuff all the way. So that I could, or Ice Climbers or something, so I could just yell at you. But, I mean, you all have right opinions. At least in my mind. Okay, so let's finish this up. Final thoughts. JP, go.
I mean, this is, you know, even with all the faults and all that, I think this is still, you know, maybe the most fun multiplayer game I've really ever played. Is, I mean, the whole series, but this one, you know, like I said, I've played the most, and, you know, it's just perfect for, like, a party game. It's perfect for, like, all skill levels. It's just, it's really one of the best multiplayer experiences I've ever had, and I will continue to play it as much as I can.
Awesome. Mike.
I think the biggest thing I've gotten from talking to you guys and just thinking about it is it just makes me really, really have high hopes for the Wii U one. You know, I hope they do things differently. I hope, you know, Sakurai listens to a little bit of what the hardcore guy says and tweaks the physics back again. And I hope we get a great online mode so that I can play with all you guys, rest the NWR guys, and have some of that competition I think I missed a little bit with Brawl.
Awesome. David.
You know, it's a really fun game. I've loved playing it in the past, and I'm sure I'm going to love playing it in the future, specifically the Wii U. I am stoked for that. There are a lot of fighting games, but Smash Brothers has its own little category inside of fighting games. You know, not all of them have the wide array of items and different play styles. And a lot of them, it's just, you know, 1v1. And that's not always fun. Sometimes you just want to, you know, get three people, you just want to beat the crap out of each other, and Brawls, well, Smash Brothers, it's perfect for that.
I won't argue with you there. All right. Thank you guys so much for coming out. Again, Brawl. We love it. We love to hate it. But more importantly, we love it.